with their chapbooks who come to life in 16th century wills? Or for that matter, how about Olivia in Twelfth Night? Or Jane Austen's Country Widows? Winflood to me is a recognisable English countrywoman, capable, fair-minded, strongly aware of class and status, but with a sense of obligation to the less well-off. Pious and practical, she lived through great times. Now, if only we had her letters.
That was Michael Wood with his portrait of Winflood. You can catch up with any of the Anglo-Saxon portraits that you may have missed by going to the Radio 3 website and follow the links to the essay section. And tomorrow night you can hear about a key craftsman in Anglo-Saxon times, the smith, both the practical maker of everyday tools, the blacksmith, and his counterpart in precious metals, who could have almost celebrity status, the goldsmith. That's at 10:45 tomorrow evening here on BBC Radio 3. Well, the time now is 11 o'clock. It's time for the first of this week's editions of Late Junction. Max Reinhardt is here, a celebrity smith in your own right, forging gold out of early blues, amongst other things, this week, aren't you?
Yes, that's very nice of you to say so. Yes, we've got quite a few tracks from an album called The Original Memphis Blues Brothers. Stay tuned. I'm sure you will.
I will.
So we've also got lots and lots of female singer-songwriters in the show tonight and a fair share of guitars, including a guitar quartet. But I'm going to start with Raina Gellert, the most mysterious and poetic of the singer-songwriters. So mysterious, in fact, I wasn't really sure what the backstory to this song could be until my producer, Peter Meanwell, came to my rescue, and he told me that there was a guy called David McLean who, about 5 or 6 years ago, was on a tour of India, and he was taking Lariam malaria medication, and suddenly he woke up on a platform in the middle of India, obviously in a railway station, fortunately, and he just couldn't remember a thing, not a single thing. And he was flown back to the United States, and he still couldn't remember his sweetheart, his friends. He couldn't even remember his boss, which might have been a relief. Anyway, Raina Gellert, The Platform.
Just eyes looking out of my mind, other than being no one, I guess I feel fine. When I get to the hospital, everyone calls me by name, no matter how they say it, all sounds she said. She said. That I've read. searching for anything not yet raised. For all that I know, she's a stranger, but she says that I love her too. So I kiss her. She says that I love her too. So I kiss her and try to believe her, but I can't make it true. I'm walking around on the platform, just eyes looking out of my mind. Other
Alongside two Brazilians, songwriter and poet Arnaldo Antunes and guitar hero Edgard Skandur. They'll be playing live on Friday the 12th of April at the Union Chapel, and it's part of La Linea 2013, the annual fiesta of Latin music taking place in London over the next fortnight. Full details of it on their website. And talking of live gigs, have you been to any mighty fine live gigs recently? If so, why not send us a Twitter review? You can tweet us at BBC Radio 3, email us at lakedockjunction@bbc.co.uk or text on 83111. And if you haven't been to any good gigs, well, here's one that's coming up. The Bab Plus are touring across the UK, five gigs actually, in May. But here they are, transforming a Kurt Cobain grunge anthem into a firing jazz gem. Here we are now, entertain us. Reed Anderson on bass, Ethan Iverson on piano, and David King on drums. Smells Like Teen Spirit.
Thank you.
Crocodile Tears by the Christian Mutspiel Quartet. Christian Mutspiel himself on trombone, Mathieu Michel on trumpet, Frank Tourtier on vibes, and Steve Swallow, yes, Steve Swallow, on bass. It's from their album Seven Tears, a tribute to John Dowland, and that's in celebration of his 450th birthday this year. Happy birthday, JD. And it was inspired by his Lacrimae, or Seven Tears, cycle for lute and viola da gamba quintet. Before that, the first movement from Study of Objects, Exhibited Objects. It's a sort of call and response piece using eight different sound objects, and probably you could hear early stereo. And it's from a tasty 3-CD box set of the complete works of Pierre Schaeffer, father of music concrète. And thanks to the ever-reliable Paul Sherratt, who's tweeted in with a gig that he wants to go to but can't. Can't go, sadly, he says, but Alasdair Roberts is in London town Friday night, you lucky people. Keep the tweets coming in about live gigs at BBC Radio 3, email lake.junction@bbc.co.uk. Now, David Mantovani is a bassist of choice in the world jazz community, especially in London. And on his recent album Choices, in turn he's called on talents like pianist Zoe Rahman, percussionist Adriano Adewale and tabla player Kuljit Bamra to create tracks like this one, featuring the vocals of Kashilika, Humankind. Thank you.
shape the way you do. Arthur, I know that I've been true. So baby, please stop and try to change. You're driving me insane. I could not sleep awake last night. I could imagine someone holding you tight. So baby, please change and try to change. You're driving me insane.
Yeah, Mr. Ike Turner from 1952 with You're Driving Me Insane. And if that riff sounds familiar, well, which tune did he borrow it from? Let me know on Twitter at BBC Radio 3 or text in on 83111. Before that, well, some extremely present-day music from the MIR trio coming on like 21st Century Shamans with Black Flute Chant Part 2. Producer Joe Boy believes that these days he can only get the quality of performance that he longs for by recording musicians live. One of the notions behind his Way Too Blue tour, which brought together an ensemble of five musicians to rework the songs of Nick Drake, the late 60s singer-songwriting icon whom he produced, but who sadly died so young. The CD of great performances from that tour is out this week. Here's how bassist Danny Thompson and pianist Zoe Rahman handle Nick's One of These Things.
plotting in the dark for affection. Night will hide sleepy woes. Hazel hair sleek as an otter's. Amphibious creature, friend or foe. Gave him a book on Freud's lectures. Only book he read, least that's what he said. Don't deny erotic pleasure. Page well thumbed, he found the line he needed. Freud never got to beloved Egypt. Fled the Nazis and not his fears. They say the longest river there. Expanded that or I've developed gills. We're all swimming in that river. I would oft come up for air, but lately my lungs have expanded that or I've developed gills.
You gave. We danced the sorrow, forgive me, tomorrow I pray. Night after night, day after day, would you watch my body weaken, my mind drift away? Day, would you watch my body weaken, my mind drift away? forgiven. My love is driven by rage. Oh, I should just leave you instead of deceive you, but I don't. Night after night, day after day, would you watch my body weaken, my mind drift away? I count to no one, hold nobody's ear. I showed you my hand once and you hit me in fear. I don't stand for the devil, I don't whisper in ears. I stand on the mountains and call people to hear. Sudden burst of light, it's a fate foretold. It is knowing, it is knowing. He longs for the answers, as all of us must. He longs for the woman who will conquer his lust. He screams in the night, I scream in the day. We weep in the evening and lie naked and pray. Night after night, day after day. Night after night, day after day. Night after night, day after day, would you watch my body weaken, my mind drift away? It's a tempting communion, it's a fate foretold. It is knowing, it is knowing.
Laura Marling with Night After Night from her 2011 album, A Creature I Don't Know. And before that, Swimming in the Longest River by Olivia Cheney. And those two artists came to my attention when I was listening to some of Verity Sharp's Late Junctions. Regular listeners will know that Verity's left us now to pursue some other interests. So farewell, Verity, and thanks for all that music and impeccable taste. I'm going to miss your voice and your choice.
Clémentine, oh mon bon femme, Clémentine. Clémentine, oh mon bon femme, Clémentine. Ouais, femme sous les mon papa boit café, Clémentine. Mon papa fait que tabac. Clémentine, moi dans nous 25 sous Clémentine, moi descendre bord la mer. Clémentine, on prend 6 sous 10, Clémentine, 6 sous café, Clémentine, 6 sous poisson, Clémentine, 1 sous tabac, Clémentine, on tourne 6 sous. Clémentine, pas qu'on boit café, Clémentine, on pas qu'on s'y tabac, Clémentine, ou un femme sous l'île, Clémentine, fais mon commission, Clémentine, mène mon café, Clémentine, mène mon tabac. matin, papa demi-jaune, Clémentine, papa la jaune, Clémentine, papa demi-jaune, Clémentine, papa la jaune, Clémentine. Imaginez-vous que les matins n'ont pas encore boire café, que les matins n'ont pas encore si que tabac. Les matins, ouais, femme saoulée, les matins, moi, voyou bord la mer, que les matins, moi, donne une vente. Clémentine, moi donne une grande sous Clémentine, point 6 sous 10. Clémentine, point 6 sous 4. Clémentine, point 6 sous poisson. Clémentine, point 1 sous tabac. Clémentine, tous les 6 sous. Ah la 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 la. Ah la 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 la. La 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 la. Clémentine est doux comme aujourd'hui. Clémentine, fais mon commission. Clémentine, fais-moi content. Clémentine, allez vite, ma Clémentine, va tourner dans la cour. Clémentine, si vous avez mon commission, vite moi. Vous Clémentine, moi, non, moi, un petit canjoujou. Elle va venir, moi, dans nous à boire. Clémentine, rends-moi sa service, moi, ma staff, ta petit canjoujou. Elle va venir, Clémentine, va gagner, va boire. Clémentine, one more time, Clémentine, one time, Sule.
Dia de canero feganya umanake keta u before ali ke bali before umanake yele um before ali ye bali before kanane nyininga kumama ndinye
need of for need of for
kanane nyininga kumaka gbalende ala
need of for need of for
kanane nyininga kumama ndi
need of for need of for
kanane nyininga kumama nyi
need of for
kumade yegwene ngisa Choco bella, mina choco bella, cana tolong tolong fende, li tolong abeti nyelike, cana nengi nenga kuma mandi, cana nengi nenga kuma bimane, cana nengi nenga kuma manye, cana nengi nenga kuma manye, avuka lo nenga kuma bikalande, warabi madu kuma bimadu wala. Sababi maki, kumabi maki.
Need of
si
la lunye nenga kuma bi degede. Jese bi ma do kuma bi ma joki. Muru bi ma do kuma bi ma joki. Dipela matenye nenga kuma manyala. Hey hey fala. Can I name in the linen and the canabella for Balifona? Can I name in and come and mind the woman? Hey, 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 hey,
hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey, hey,
Kuma by Rocky Traore. Another track here on Lake Junction from her brand new album, Beautiful Africa. It's definitely her most forceful album, with lots of bass and raucous guitar, as you might expect from an album produced by John Parish, who is, of course, PJ Harvey's long-term collaborator and producer. I only know that because I have to admit that I looked it up on Google. Before that, Clementine, sung and played by Andrea De La Porte, in which a husband complains about his wife's excessive drinking. Let us pull a discreet veil over that and have a look at all the people who are tweeting in. So I asked you what tune Ike Turner's You're Driving Me Insane reminded you of, and Clifford Lee says, Elmore James, It Hurts Me Too. Well, I had Tampa Red, It Hurts Me Too. I guess that's the same tune. And also, You Gotta Move by Fred McDowell that the Stones covered on Sticky Fingers. Version of Teen Spirit by Smells Like Teen Spirit by The Bad Plus, well, it seems to have got a mixed reaction. Stuart Civet says that was a great jazz ensemble version, but somebody else has texted in an anonymous text saying that was a mockery of Kurt. Apologies. On the other hand, Edvard Hus is saying, OK, Life Aquatic going off, Lake Junction going on, BBC versus BBC, at BBC Radio 3, coming up trumps. We're getting there. Laura Marling, just the perfect late night listening, says Jack Stancliffe. Please keep those tweets coming in. At BBC Radio 3, text us on 83111 or, of course, email. Good old email, lake.junction@bbc.co.uk. And now, somewhere amongst my papers here, I shall find out what's happening next. And it's Madrilena songstress Amparo Sanchez, who has a passion for that Arizona high desert sound, typified by bands like Calexico or Giant Sand. And here's Giant Sand's Hal Gelb joining her on Free Day.
Every day is no yesterday, it's a good day today, you and me. All the time in this world, birds put on a stone, it's a good day today. My free day. I'm wearing in the moon. Friday, not yesterday, it's a good day today. You and me and all the tone in the world, birds, wood and stone. It's a good day today. Good to see you in my free day. It's good to have you here on this free day. The past is coming just to say hello. Destiny's desert is the deserted desert. Pacifico Limon, and the time has gone. Singing again with the trains
in my song.
On my free day,
thank you.
Arthur Rubinstein, recorded in Hollywood at the RCA Studios in 1950. Prelude in C-sharp minor, Opus 3, No. 2, by Rachmaninoff. Before that, Fall, by Haksan Cloak, the name under which London-based sound artist and multi-instrumentalist Bobby Krillich records and performs. If you felt that those vocals over that dark cello drone were incantatory, well, Haksan does mean witch in old German. Another London artist now, a new signing to Ninja Tune, Jono McCleary. OK, he's a kindred spirit to James Blake, but what's wrong with that? Fire in My Hands.
There's definitely nothing like passing memories by without the slightest feeling why. 'Cause the fire's in my hands. 'Cause the fire's in my hands. Thank you.
Four Guitars by Kevin Volans, performed by the Dublin Guitar Quartet, who feature 2 8-string guitars in their guitar arsenal. And that brings us to the end of Late Junction for tonight. Thanks for listening. Back tomorrow at 11 o'clock. But we're going out with Jordu, a classic tune by Duke Jordan, played 1950s styly by the Caribbean Swing Band featuring Eddie Tantan Thornton on trumpet. But first, some down-home Cajun from the 60s by Les Frères Balfour, a band who kept Cajun music alive when it was a musical species seriously threatened by extinction. La Valse de Grandbois. Good night.
Hello, I'm John Shea, and welcome to another overnight musical journey here on BBC Radio 3. Through the Night starts today with one of the more unusual concerts at the 2012 BBC Proms. Three very different symphonies by the same composer. Andrew Manzi conducts the BBC Scottish Symphony Orchestra in Vaughan Williams's 4th, 5th and 6th. Number 4 in F minor was premiered in 1935, and it's been seen as a prediction of the Second World War by someone who'd experienced the First himself. What's more, some of VW's friends felt they recognised a self-portrait showing his outbursts of temper and his humour. After all, he did say of this symphony, "I don't know if I like it, but it's what I meant."